Little things mean a lot. That's the title of the song. That's the title of a message and the title of a song that was sung by a person called Kitty Callan. It's a love song a woman sings to her husband or boyfriend. She's simply describing the simple building blocks to build a relationship. She's explaining what's really important, and that is love. So we have a job, each and every one of us, to build our relationships basically on the same thing, biblical principles, the building blocks of love. And that's what God does. He builds on blocks of love. So how should those of us that have children or grandchildren, we don't have grandchildren, accomplish this? Let us look in Proverbs and see what Proverbs tells us. So turn to Proverbs 22 and verse 6. And I'm going to change what is written there simply because it refers to just a male, which is a he, but it should be a they, boys and girls, men and women. It says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old enough, they will not depart from it. Now, the NLT has it this way. Direct your children unto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Now, our children don't always stay with us. They don't always tend to church, all right? But they know the principles, all right? And they know what they have to do in their life, and they know right from wrong. Now, Bob Talbot, a writer, Detroit Free Press, for 31 years. And this is what he wrote. This is why Proverbs 22, verse 6 is important. If we don't teach our children to follow Christ, the world will teach them not to. How, what then, and when shall we teach them? Well, again, in Proverbs 23, verses 13 to 12, we see this. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Okay, now, when we're attending a worldwide in Nassau County, our pastor was Mr. Frank McCrady, and this is what he said to the congregation. He explained it this way. It was okay to hit your child on their bottom side because, he said, don't worry about breaking it because it's already cracked. That's what he told us. Now, again, in Proverbs 29, verses 15, 17, again, we see this. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. And then in 17, it says, correct your son, he will give you rest. Yes, he will give you delight to your soul. And like I said, again, in the NLT, it says, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. All right. Now, this is what else Mr. Talbot said. Again, if we don't teach our children to follow Christ, the world will teach them not to. He said, children are great imitators, all right? So give them something great to imitate. Teaching kids to count is fine, but teaching them what counts is best. God also tells us we need a balance when we discipline our children. And for some people, it might be a problem, but in Ephesians 6:4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath and bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. And so we see to always, with the training, to also remember to tell them what is right, what's wrong. We saw this also in Colossians 3:21. In Colossians 3:21, it says, fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. Well, if a child is constantly being corrected, not given the right path they should do, or to tell them why they're being corrected, all right, or if the correction is too severe, all right, they will turn around and leave. Now, we know Abraham trained his son Isaac. Isaac trained his two sons, Esau and Jacob. This is what happened. Jacob believed the birthright was important, and he tricked Esau to give it to him. Later we see Jacob actually lies and steals his father's blessing, and we know the story as to what happened. Jacob was sent away to his uncle's house, and God appeared to him in a dream, and Jacob makes a vow and declares the place holy. Now, in Genesis 28:21, this is what he said. If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going, and keep me in this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. So Abraham taught his son to worship God, to depend on God for all things. Isaac taught his sons essentially the same thing, but the events worked out differently. Esau didn't value his birthright, all right, and he gave it up. And Jacob, he stole, all right, the blessings. But God dealt with Jacob, all right. It says later in the story, God leads Jacob and to allow his father-in-law to trick him, all right, into serving him for 7 years, and he can marry his daughter. But the one he wanted to marry is not the one he really got. And then he had to work another 7 years to get his wife. But when Jacob returns, he's at peace with his brother. All right. Now, Christ makes this statement. So turn to Matthew 18, and we're going to look at verses 1 to 3. So in Matthew 18, we see, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, I say, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little childlike in my name receives me. So Christ is telling us, as old as we are, to always be with a childlike mind, willing to learn and willing to change our ways of life, to go forward, to be the examples that our children and grandchildren can follow. In Matthew 25, we see the talents. So Matthew 25, verses 14 to 2019, basically is the story of the talents. And I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to summarize it. Three different people were given three different talents. One was given five. One was given two. One was given one. All right. And we know the one that had five increased it, made five more. The one that had two increased his as well. But the one that had one took it and buried it, did nothing with it. Right? And when we look at that, it's like God giving us an opportunity to grow and not really doing anything, not really growing. All right. It was taken away from that person and given to the one that did the most. That was his reward, basically. And Luke 10:12 tells us this. He who is faithful in least is also faithful in much. So if the one talent is the least, all right, we should be faithful at least to double the one talent. Because the person that had the 10 talents, all right, he received the 10 talents because he doubled the five. So when a person shows humility like a child, that means they're willing to be eager to learn, willing to be taught, and willing to go the extra mile without being asked. Now, why should we take this instruction in Deuteronomy to heart? Because Now we should take this instruction. We should take this instruction to heart simply because if we don't teach our children to follow Christ, we know the world will not.